Dear Lord, we thank you for being in our midst, for blessing us this week to have such a wonderful week. Bless us as we go forward today. Every speaker, Lord, I thank you that you're with us, and bless us to speak all that's in your heart. Bless Pastor as he goes forth in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
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 God is moving.
Amen.
This is the Sunday after Easter. And, you know, last week was a blessing. Every resurrection Sunday is a blessing.
Amen.
I remember many of them. And he got up. He gave us his victory. And he changed us from where we were to where to be, from well from the way we were to the position in him, seated in heavenly places.
You know what you just said? He gave us his victory.
His victory.
That makes a very more deeper meaning than just victory.
Mm-hmm.
It's not my victory.
Yeah.
It's his
victory.
Yeah.
Woo! Mm-hmm. And one of my favorite scriptures is verse 30. And St. John chapter 19. Mm-hmm.
I was gonna go to
18. And I started verse 28 with verse 27. Then he said to the disciple, "Behold thy mother," and from that hour that disciple took her into his own home. And we know this is John. After this, Jesus, knowing that all things were now accomplished, that the scriptures might be fulfilled, saith, "I thirst." Now that was set a vessel full of vinegar, and they filled the sponge with vinegar and put it upon hyssop and put it to his mouth. And when Jesus thereof had received the vinegar, he said, "It is finished." And he bowed his head and gave up the ghost. That's a powerful statement. Our salvation is finished. The will of God is finished. The covenant of Abraham is finished. God cut a covenant with Father Abraham. Abraham gave Isaac his only begotten son. And now God gave Jesus his only begotten son.
Yes.
And Isaac was willing. And Jesus is willing. He said it, and he's the one who said it is finished. God gave Jesus, and Jesus was willing. He was not unwilling. And the Jews, now it looks like he got defeated, but that was a point of victory for him and for us. Because now he has representatives in the earth. As he is, so are we in this world. Everybody who believe on Jesus, they take on his title. Every preacher bears fruit after their kind. Parents bear children after their type. Whatever type of person they are, that's the type of children they'll bear. Well, when we believe on Jesus Christ, we begin to take on his nature.
Amen.
His
Amen.
Victory, his way of doing things.
Amen.
His obedience to God.
His obedience.
And we're introduced to it in his love, and we grow from glory to glory. Our mindsets change and reform as we grow from glory to glory. And disobedience was foreign. I wasn't used to it even when I first got saved. But I wanted to please God. But some of the things that the Lord will have you to do, it can look scary. It can, you know, you can be unsure of it. You can be apprehensive about it. And the Lord, that's where the Holy Spirit come in, to help get you where you're going. In your heart, you 100% desire to do it. In your heart. But your mind has to catch up. But the heart is made perfect. It's after Christ.
Amen.
And the mind and the body is still the same. And J. Vernon McGee said, you know, when God saves an alcoholic, he still has the same stomach. And he still has the same cravings that he did before he believed. On the radio, I tell people, if you have any problem, get saved, and then the Lord will help you conquer that problem. And sometimes at salvation, a miracle happens.
Yeah.
They lose all taste for alcohol. It could be sex. It could be drugs. And some people have to work through it.
Mm-hmm.
But when it's a miracle, that's a sovereign miracle of God. That's just something God helped them with. And but the other things you have to work out.
Mm-hmm. When I think of Joyce Myers, Dave, when he quit smoking.
Yeah.
She said she went through months and months.
Yeah.
But she won, and look how much stronger it made her as a minister of the gospel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It works that way. Anything that you don't want in your life, the Lord will help you drive it out. Just like the Israelites are supposed to drive out the Canaanites.
Mm-hmm.
You can drive it out. He gave us the power to drive things out and receive more of God's word. Mm-hmm. Pastor Jim said one day, we was going over to his office, and he said, when people study the word, demons fall off their life.
Yes.
Because they're attached to that old mindset. And that old mindset falls away as we receive the word. They don't have anything to anchor to, because they can't grab your heart. It's made perfect in Christ.
Amen.
But the mindset and the things that's trying to enter the heart, when the word of God gives you clarity and you grow stronger. And Jesus did the whole process. He knew what he was doing from the beginning. He knew that he was set up to die for us. He knew that he was a lamb slain from the foundation of the world. He had to, and he came as a man. He had to learn who he was. He had to believe who he was. He had to operate in according to all by the Holy Spirit. He did this to the point he said, it is finished. And if he can do it, we've been made righteous, and now we can do it. It doesn't matter what it is. What do we give God to work with? Whatever we give him to work with is what he has to work with. Obedience is something, that's our best gift. He said to obey is better than sacrifice.
Yes.
If we can finish our course, if we can do all that's in God's heart, and which we can, we've been made righteous, we can do it. But I don't know how to do it. Well, I learned.
There you go.
Well, I don't know how to navigate. God will help me. Whatever it is, he got the answer for you.
That's right.
Well, God lives in you, but you don't know what to do.
Yeah.
It's kind of.
Mm-hmm.
How about God lives in you through the Spirit?
Yeah.
Through His Son and God, and all that in there.
Mm-hmm.
I can't do it.
Yeah.
It's kind of.
We want to do what we know how to do.
Yes.
And because we don't want to mess up and look bad.
Yeah.
Right.
Right.
So, yeah. But he wants us to learn new things,
mm-hmm,
and grow.
Yeah.
And
there will be failures. But failures, in God, as you, his word gives you the advantage. And it takes you to the place where you have the mastery and you know it. Whatever's out there, it's not your master. It's not the.
Amen.
It's not over you. A habit system is not over you. You're over it, and the word of God will express it to you, and you'll believe his word, and you'll conquer that habit system.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing with things you may not be aware of. Sometimes I say, I hit a brick wall, I don't know what to do, Lord, and then I still don't know what to do, but I say, I ask the Lord for my wisdom, and then I say I have it, and sometimes I say, I'm going to learn this. And time I say that, I'm in faith, and I know I'm going to learn it, and joy comes over me.
Amen.
And then I learn it.
That gives you strength to do what he gives you, because mm-hmm, that joy was there.
Yeah. And right at that moment, I don't know what to do. But I say that I receive the wisdom of God. And you have to believe you have it now before you have
it.
Before it's manifested. As far as God's concerned, I have it right then. And then the process, Heaven's working on the process to teach me what I got to know. And it always worked 100% of the time. Okay, the clock. Corinthians. Well, we'll start next week. Verse 31. 1 Corinthians 11. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. We receive victory.
Amen.
After the same manner, also he took the cup when he had supped, saying, this cup is the new testament in my blood. This do ye as oft as ye drink it in remembrance of me. Remember, we serve the multiplier. Whatever you hand God, he is able to thoroughly multiply. And he can take what you have and do whatever he needs to do. And he can give you more, but he can take what you have and do whatever he wants to do. Dear Lord, I thank you for your word. And I thank you for being with us this morning. Help us to do all that's in your heart and having the mastery in every part of our lives. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen.
Thank you.